This is Eunoia for Thursday. Spoken by Elswith. Today we're starting on the next part of our phrase. The beginning is I am open. You know that one. The next word is my. My, mine, my. Are you mine? Today is a little bit of happy self-help. The first part of my that we are going to focus on is my worth. I won't have you wallowing about comparing yourself and so on. So things to remember because Mistress insists. Productivity doesn't define your worth. Your mistakes don't define your worth. Your needs, your wants, the things that make you happy are valid. Your boundaries are important and worth respect, and you may need to spend some time thinking about those boundaries. No, I don't mean just between us. I mean the boundaries that people have crossed so long ago and continue to cross so often that you've forgotten they are boundaries. Brush those up a bit. Never let the things you want make you forget the things you have. We do that too. We cross those boundaries all the time. And these feelings that I'm stirring up as I'm talking to you, let them come, visit, and let them go. It's what feelings do. Again, brush up those boundaries, including the ones with feelings. I read this the other day and loved it because it definitely hits home. Not so much with how I live today, but definitely a past me, and I can also see this in people that I adore. Your competition isn't other people. Your competition is your procrastination. Your ego, the unhealthy food you're consuming, the knowledge you neglect, the negative behavior you're nurturing, and your lack of creativity. Compete against that. You're mine. My mistress is what you call me, my empress, my queen, my love, my delight, my focus, my happiness. You are mine, and I will always demand better and more. But that doesn't mean going out and accomplishing a thousand things. It means getting the best version of you possible.